Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome back. Welcome back. We are talking about bullying this morning. We have a studio full of people, awesome folks representing People for People Charter School, and the Friends are in the building. They created a song about anti-bullying with the third grade students at People for People, and we're going to find out a little bit more about it if you missed the first part of the conversation. But my call-out question to you, my fantastic listening audience, is have you ever in your life been bullied, whether it was grade school, high school, or currently at your job? What did that look like? What did you do? Second part of the question is, do you have children? How do you encourage them to handle a bullying situation? Give us a call. 215-263-1039. 215-263-1039. All right, so it looks like we have a caller on the line. We have an anonymous caller in on line one. Caller, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. Thank you so much for calling. So what's your comment?
My comment is, first and foremost, I commend people for allowing the students to speak up in regards to bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Job well done.
Awesome.
Just wanted to answer a question in regards to have a person having been bullied in middle school, elementary school, middle school, high school, in a work environment.
Mm-hmm.
I have been a victim to bullying in elementary school, and most recently I also been bullied in a work environment where I've been accused of smoking crack.
Oh, wow.
I've been isolated, inability to get different jobs and things of that sort. So I have been. Seemed like it just won't stop. Most recently, I bullied, and I cannot speak about it because maybe the same people are listening to and tuning in this morning.
Okay.
But it occurs. It occurs in a work environment. It occurs in the middle school level. It occurs in elementary school, and it occurs most definitely in the high school level. And just want to say again to a job well done to People for People. Don't give up, because the kids who bully become the adults who bully. They become the ones who basically are the ones who do the social isolation in a work environment. Maybe a person is lighter than them or thinner than them or has more education in them, or maybe they believe in diversity, and other people just don't are not really ready to handle it. So again, I commend People to People. I just want to cry this morning, and I'm just thanking God at the same token for the opportunity for the subject to come up, and me to be up at this time in the morning. Wow, God, maybe this is for me to speak up.
Amen.
I didn't want to get my name, because I don't want to suffer no repercussions.
No, that's okay.
Into the work environment.
That's okay.
On Monday.
That's okay.
But for the last 2 or 3 years, I've been under the same situation. Going to human resources and placed back in the same environment and things of that sort, but I'm still going to give God the praise, even in the midst of suffering, because he said he never put more on me than I can bear. And I just bless God, even in the suffering in the work environment, because ultimately it's never about me. It's about someone else to tell someone else the story, which I'm given the opportunity to do this morning, to let you know, now I'm ministering to the calling audience, to let you know that God is able. He sees all. He knows all. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. And he's there with us. And I just want to say this. Simon the Cyrene, he had to carry Jesus' cross.
Right.
And when he carried Jesus' cross, he was more or less like, he wasn't like, oh, shit, I could have. He just picked up the cross and he carried it.
Right.
So my cross is in a work environment, and was in my elementary school. I used to wear thick glasses and
Okay, wait, hold on 1 second, sister, because I can hear and feel the emotion coming out of you, because I can tell this is something that's been weighing heavily on your heart for some time. And again, when we bring up the subject of bullying, we focus on the kids, and we should focus on our youth, but we do forget that adults get bullied in their neighborhoods, on their job, wherever. And it's important that we take care of each other and take care of ourselves. So I'm glad I was able to give you at least a platform for you to get some of it out. I do want to get some of the other calls, though, so I hate to cut you off.
God bless you, and just thank you for giving me the opportunity. And I just want to tell others to stay encouraged.
Amen.
Stay encouraged in the midst of your storm. Stay encouraged. God is able.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. And you have a blessed day and stay strong, okay?
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Albert calling in from North Philly. Albert, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. God bless you.
All right. God bless you, too. Let's hear your story. What's going on?
Okay. Well, when I was younger, I was bullied myself. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was going to school, mm-hmm. you know, okay. I was... forced to bring money in every day mm-hmm. to an individual that I was scared of mm-hmm. because he was in a gang. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I wasn't involving myself inside a gang or anything. Mm-hmm. But then as I got a little older, mm-hmm. my best friend, you know, brought the guy past my house. Mm. And that's when we met again. But at that time, I was older, so...
Okay, and
that part was over.
Okay, so the bullying changed. So by the time he came actually back to your house, you yeah. were older and you weren't taking that. So may I ask, how did you handle the bully at that point?
Okay, I handled it. I didn't have, like, no revenge mm-hmm. against him. Mm-hmm. And he didn't say anything about him bullying me. So
okay.
I just left it alone.
Yes, let it go. All right, and that's good. Sometimes the best thing to do is to just let it go. All right, Albert, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your story. I greatly appreciate it. You too. Let's go to line four and speak to David calling in from Upper Darby. David, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yeah, good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you so much. What's your story?
Well, I just called, first of all, to say thank you for a wonderful job that you are doing with the kids.
Okay.
And I think as parents, this is the right way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, I'm from Africa, Liberia.
Okay.
And I know I'm from different country and different cultural background, and
mm-hmm.
I think you can understand my accent.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came to this country, it was tough for me to really maneuver my way because I thought this was going to be a culture where people are going to understand diversity.
Mm.
But it was a big issue, and that was a problem for me, and I got depressed over it, and I was sick, you know,
oh, wow.
with the way people, you know, the kind of attitude that I experienced, you know, with the way I speak.
Right.
Yeah, so, and my daughter went through it as well. But as a parent, you know, that experienced such a thing, I mm-hmm. decided to use my experience
mm-hmm.
So I'm ready, you know, talk to my daughter about it.
Okay.
And deal with it in a positive manner instead of being, because she was fighting in school and all of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, you know, the school authorities, the way it was handled, it was kind of sad because they instead of dealing with the actual behavior of the other kids that were bullying her,
mm-hmm.
they decided to look at it as a behavior, and they decided to, like, you know, trying to put her on medication and all that.
Oh, stuff. Wow.
But you have to understand these are kids from other, you know, society, and mm-hmm. it's a complete different experience. So
right.
if children are doing that, I think school authorities should play the right role and handle the situation the way they're supposed to handle it as a...
Mm-hmm.
Administrators.
Right. And you know what, David, yeah. you bring up a really good point. I thank you so much for sharing that. I'm so sorry that was your experience upon entering this country, and same thing for your daughter. So we apologize. I'm so sorry to hear that. But thank you for sharing that yeah. story. And I thank you for listening this morning.
All right. Thank you, too, for your good job.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day. I want to just refer to my guest real quick before we go back to the phones. David mentioned something really interesting when he was talking about the administration at the school really thought that his daughter had an issue, you know, some sort of mental issue, and they wanted to give her medication because she's fighting. So what do you suggest, since you're dealing with anti-bullying, what do you suggest that parents do to really dig into, say, if their child hasn't told them they're being bullied in school, but you notice that they're fighting, you notice that they're acting out? What suggestions would you give to parents, especially if a school is saying, I think your child has a mental issue, I think they should be on medication? What would you suggest to the parent of the child who is being bullied and that child is acting out?
Well, I think the first step is reaching out to the school. But like you said, if the school isn't responding, I would maybe, you know, make sure that that child is all right. So seek counseling for that child. Reach out to the church and find out if they offer any counseling services. There's always, or in most schools, there's a counselor. So that person can always help the child out, talk to them and get to the bottom of the situation.
How many, especially since you are a teacher, how many students do you think are misdiagnosed with those like issues that are quote unquote mental issues when it's really, I'm depressed because somebody's hurting me and I just don't know how to say it?
I think it happens more often than we know because a lot of the students, they'll say, you know, that they won't say what's really going on. So it leaves speculation, and most commonly they say, well, they have a disorder or they have a mental problem. But it's just trying to get the child to communicate, whether it's having a child write something down or having a child speak to a variety of different people just to get to the bottom of the problem. I think communication is key.
Yeah, I think I hate to get information wrong, but it just rang a bell in my mind. There was another program, a television program, they was talking about it, and they were talking about this gentleman from another state whose daughter has challenges, and the teacher was bullying her, and she was trying to tell the principal and other people that this teacher is bullying me, and nobody believed her. But her father was like, okay, I know she's not gonna just lie about this. So they actually hooked up a hidden camera on the child and caught the teacher, or no, it wasn't a camera, I'm sorry, it was some sort of recording device, I think it was just audio, and they caught the teacher saying really stupid, horrific things to this child just because she has challenges, saying, oh you're so stupid and things like that. So what, from, you know, I know you're a teacher and you have, you know, yay teachers, love teachers. What advice would you have if there is a situation like that where the teacher is in question? Okay. What advice would you give?
I would say that the parents should come in and just observe what's going on in the classroom. We have an open door policy at People for People, so parents are welcome to just drop in and you know, stay for the day, volunteer. So just making yourself known, communicating with the teacher, emailing, just staying in constant contact so that if something like that occurs, you know, the parent will know.
All right. Fantastic. Let's go back to the phones. We do have a few more seconds for you to be able to call in. 215-263-1039. We have Linda holding on line 5 from Mount Airy. Linda, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hi.
I want to say that I love the program this morning. I'm actually on my way to work, and I just love the fact that they're not sweeping things under the carpet anymore as far as bullying. And this is what happens with society. We don't acknowledge things. It explodes and it becomes a bigger problem. So over the years, I think this has what has happened. But my comment is also, I was bullied as a child. And also the young lady that called in, she was really emotional.
Yeah.
And also at work, like her.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to tell her to, you know, to be strong and just to keep praying, because God is, and it is a tough thing when you're older.
Yeah.
And you're being bullied at, and it's real.
Yeah.
And so I just want to tell her that, you know, to do the right thing, and as far as she has to document things, because, and just make the necessary, take the necessary steps. And as far as I did, I had to go to the EEOC, and that's how serious mine was. And it gets to that point, because you know that some people would try to tell you, oh, no, it's this, it's that, but you know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just need to tell her to remain strong, to be prayerful, and to let God lead her in her decisions. And she knows what's going on. And I just want to just say thank you guys for having this open forum, because it's excellent for the kids, and to let them know they don't have to. They can go to someone.
Right.
As a child, I didn't feel like I could. And I think as adults, then we grow up with those systems we cannot go to people.
Right.
And we do hold those things in. But if we become frustrated and we get to the point that we want to explode, and we don't have to. So,
all right.
Thank you guys so much.
No problem. Thank you so much, Linda. We appreciate you listening to us this morning.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, guys, we are at the end of this show, unfortunately, but you guys are awesome, an inspiration, such a creative way to handle anti-bullying and to get the third graders involved.
Yeah.
Now, look at it. My young folks in the room, you guys have a record. Who's to say you guys, you know, you're going to be heard so many places with this record. I think that's awesome. And look at me, record. It's like, I'm so old school.
Okay.
Like it's 33 and a third or something. But CD. And I think this is really awesome. I'm really proud of you guys. And thank you so much for coming in to do it. Thank you. Yay. So we've been talking about this record that Friends and People for People put together that's anti-bullying. We're going to close the show with that song so you can at least hear portions of it. And where can they see? Can they see the video on YouTube?
Yes.
Where can they find it?
On YouTube, if you type in Stop Bullying, it will come up.
Fantastic. So definitely support them. Look on YouTube for the video. We're going to give you a portion of the song. But before we go, like we mentioned, the storms of life are raging. Sandy is coming up the coast. She's been downgraded to a tropical storm, but it's a pretty big storm, and they say it's slow moving. So it's going to cause a lot of widespread flooding in our areas. Watch out for additional flooding, significant flooding in the Eastwick areas of Cobbs Creek, Main Street, Manayunk, Delaware Avenue, Kelly Drive, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive, and Lincoln Drives. So if you use those to travel often, find an alternate local route, River Road also, and Pennypack Creek and other creeks, including the Tacony, Frankfort, and Wissahickon Creeks. So just be aware, there will be some shelters open, like Roxborough High School is a shelter at 6498 Ridge Avenue. West Philadelphia High School is also a shelter at 4901 Chestnut Street. This is if for some reason your home floods and you have to leave. The Red Cross number is 215-299-4000. A lot of times you'll hear us give you this information. You'll think, oh, they're making this big stink. Oh, it ain't even going to be that bad. But, you know, you never know. It might be that bad. So you don't want to assume that it's never going to be that bad. Just prepare and be safe. So with that, we want to give you the anti-bullying song put together by People for People Charter School and Friends. Have a peaceful, positive, and productive day. Marriage Beyond the Vows is next. Enjoy the song. Much love going out to my offsite producer, Donovan West, and of course my in-studio producer, Larry. Here's your song.
Stop bullying.
Why you always gotta steal my snack? Doing my mama pet.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station. Spread the word and let your voice be heard. It's Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's inspiration station.
Grace and mercy. Grace is when you get more than you deserve. Mercy is when you don't get exactly what you do deserve. I don't deserve it, so unworthy. Still, you bless me. Anyway, structure, tell the story. Say, yeah, anybody know what I'm talking about?
So, oh Lord, so unworthy, Lord,
so unworthy,
if I can get a witness in the house, just lift your hands. Yes, sir. You look beyond my faults and you see my needs, God. I thank you for it. So,
so unworthy, Lord.
Yes. Anybody want to be real in the house and just apologize to the Lord? Come on, you can say this. Fallen short, short of your word. In spite of myself, yeah, Lord. So sorry, Jesus. Hey, short of your word. You keep looking beyond me, Jesus. So sorry. Standing here with my arms outstretched, Jesus. I lay prostrate before you, God. So sorry. For that place that I went that I shouldn't have gone. Forgive me, God.
Anyway,
still you bless me anyway.
Still you bless me anyway.
Say anyway,
anyway.
Still you bless me anyway. Say this with me. Hey,
I don't deserve
the things you've done.
Still you bless me anyway.
Hey,
I've fallen short so many times.
Still you bless me anyway.
Come on, say it with me.
Anyway.
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 chance, for another chance. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way. You keep blessing me over and over again. You keep making a way over and over again. In spite of me, you keep blessing me. Wanna thank you, 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 you.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Praise in the City. I had to get it together because I usually hear my music, so I got all thrown off. But hey, good morning. It's Tiffany Bacon. Praise in the City is on your radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. The storms of life are raging in more ways than one. We're going to give you an update on what Sandy is doing so you can be fully prepared because, yes, she's a big storm. You might have heard that she was downgraded to a tropical storm, but a storm nonetheless. Still reasons to be prepared and some things to watch out for when traveling, especially later on tomorrow night and into the beginning of the work week. But we're also going to be talking about the subject of bullying. So stay with us. Let me give you the numbers, 215-263-1039. Let's get into some inspirational music to get us started.
Count on me through thick and thin, our friendship.
Praise 103.9.
And that's who we are, and you're listening to Praise in the City. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Tiffany Bacon. I am your host this morning. We are preparing for, I guess she's Tropical Storm Sandy right now. We're going to give you some more updates on what you should be doing in the next 24 hours in preparation for the flooding and the winds and all that good stuff. We'll tell you about that in just a minute. But right now, we're going to be talking about bullying. October is National Anti-Bullying Awareness Month, and we have some very special guests in studio. First and foremost, I want to introduce you to Saida Logan. She's the third grade teacher at People for People Charter School, and we also have friends. Okay, so we have friends, and they're going to explain what they have done. Martin, Solomon, and Bill are joining us, and we have some students from People for People also joining us this morning. Let's clap it up, everybody. Welcome. Thank y'all so much for coming out. Bullying is a very serious subject. It is no longer the type of bullying that the older folks remember from back in the day, where it was schoolyard, neighborhood. It is now extended to cyberbullying, something we never even thought about back in the early 90s, 80s, 70s, and before. And so it gives a wider reach for people who are trying to do mean and negative things to our children. And unfortunately, bullying isn't just for the kids. Adults get bullied too in a lot of different ways. And we could talk about the breakdown of that, but let's focus on the young ones. Saida, as a third grade teacher, do you have to deal with bullying every day? And if you do, what does that look like? How do you deal with it?
Well, I wouldn't say I deal with bullying every day, but what I think what's important is to let the students know what bullying is, because on the very first day of school, I talk with them about the definition of bullying, that it's not always fighting, hands, you know, fist fighting, that it could be verbal, it could be just annoying, picking at someone constantly. And the song that we created kind of talks about that. We defined it for everyone that doesn't really know what bullying is. Taking a pen, stealing someone's snack, that all counts as bullying. And you mentioned cyberbullying. I've seen bullying occur with even text messages back and forth with students, just saying things about their others' families or, you know, what someone is wearing. So it does come in a lot of different forms.
So how do you manage the bully? I mean, there's a lot of focus on the bullied, but how do you manage the bully themselves?
I think the bully needs to know exactly what they're doing, because maybe they don't realize, you know, what they're doing and how it's affecting the other person. So just letting them know, this is what I saw. And I also bring in a student that was bullied so that they can tell that student, this is how I felt when you did this to me or when you said this to me. So hopefully with that one-on-one conversation, they can sort of get a feel for what they did and, you know, hopefully not do it again.
All right. And we have some beautiful young people in the studio. Yeah. Please stand up and say your name to everybody on the radio.
Hi, my name is Sanaya Johnson.
Hi, Sanaya Johnson. Now tell me, have you ever been bullied, Sanaya?
Yes.
And how did that make you feel?
It made me feel like sad, and like when people bully, it makes me feel wrong, because if I bully back, it will make them feel much worse.
Okay, good stuff. And we have a young man in the back. What's your name, sir?
Hi, my name is Kyler.
Kyler, have you ever been bullied?
Yes.
And how did that make you feel?
Sad.
Okay, and what did you do when it happened?
I just told my mom and her. And everything, and I just felt better after she took care of it.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate your opinion on that. I want to bring the listening audience into this. Have you ever been bullied when you were young, and what did you do? How did you handle it? Second part of the question is, if you have children, how do you instruct them to handle it if they are bullied? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. I want to speak to the friends, because we got some friends in the room. And we're going to talk about this song, too, because you mentioned the song, but I was going to save that for a little bit later. That's okay. So we're going to talk about this song. Friends, get on the mic. Talk about the bullying. Did you guys experience it when you guys were younger and in high school or grade school?
Well, yes, Solomon, yes, I've experienced that myself.
Okay, and how did you handle it?
Well, I mean, back then it was different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, bullying came in the form of bullying for your things that you might wear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your clothes, your mm-hmm. sneaks, you know, stuff like that, and you know,
your funky gold chains and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, you know, right.
understood. Next up.
Yes, I've seen a lot of bullying in my time. Unfortunately, in the years when I was growing up, we never had to deal with it one-on-one because I'm from a family of eight.
Okay.
So in those days, if you had a lot of bigger brothers,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
nobody was bothering
okay.
you.
Okay.
But I've seen it happen all around me.
Right.
You know, and it's really a shame.
Safety in numbers was
yes,
definitely
it is.
In
yes,
full
it
effect.
Is. Yes, it is.
Gotcha.
Everybody should have a big brother.
Amen. I know that. Or a big sister. Sometimes big sisters rock it out, too. All right. Yes, sir. My other friend in the corner.
Yes. Bullying, when I was coming up, is not a good feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Being talked about, being pushed around.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, had big brothers you could go to,
mm-hmm.
sisters you could call.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that was my safety zone.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to ask the adults in the room, what would you say is the biggest, besides the technology, what would you say is the biggest difference in the bullying? Do you think they're meaner and nastier now or not? Was it meaner and nastier then, but in a different way?
In the 50s and the 60s, we handled bullying with fisticuffs.
Mm-hmm.
That means fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're using our mental to take care of squabbles. Even schools today, people don't handle disagreements with fights.
Mm-hmm.
They do it mentally. They talk it out.
Not everywhere. I've seen still there's
in the news, you hear all the time of students just it being fatal.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't think that mm-hmm. was the case before.
Right.
You know, students are coming into school with weapons, and then mm-hmm. even the emotional side of bullying, students are committing suicide if
right.
they're being bullied, you know, to a certain degree. So I think it's a lot worse.
You think it's a lot worse, yes.
And then let me add, I mean, even as adults now,
mm-hmm.
some of us are being bullied at work.
Mm-hmm. Talk about it.
Positions and power.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so, you know, yeah, we deal with that today.
So, yes, let's just talk about this whole bullying business. You know, like you just said, like we mentioned a little earlier, bullying is not just for the grade school students and the high school students. You could be bullied on your job. What does that look like? Somebody give me an example. What does that look like when you're an adult and you're bullied at your job? I can give some examples, but I want to hear your example of what does that look like when you're being bullied on your job?
It looks like if you're coming into a job
mm-hmm.
and you haven't been there as long as the next person,
mm-hmm.
that's one look.
Okay. You know, well, that might be a reason why you get bullied, but what does the bullying actually look like? You know, we're not talking about snatching your lunch.
Thank you.
You know, I think that sounds like an episode on The Office or something, but
yeah.
I mean, what does being bullied at your job, full grown adult, what does that look like?
I mean, you would really have to, I mean, everybody has a personal experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's answer may be different.
No, well,
my answer yours. Would mm-hmm. be just coming to the workplace. And again, if I'm starting a job
mm-hmm.
and I haven't been there as long as the next person
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they were blackballed. If I don't do this, then this is going to happen. Or if you don't do this, then this might happen.
So this meaning additional duties that have nothing to do with, say, your job description,
like
coffee
exactly.
or, you know, like I'm
exactly.
supposed to be in charge of this, but
right.
I spend most of my day getting coffee for people and getting
exactly
lunch.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Right.
I'm an executive director and I'm getting coffee.
No man on totem pole.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, this is absolutely crazy. So, getting back to the song, and again, we want to have you, the listening audience, get in on the conversation. It's a two-part question. One, have you ever been bullied? Whether it was in high school, grade school, or if you have been bullied on your job, what did that look like? What did that feel like? And what did you do? And the second part of the question is, do you have children? And how do you instruct them to handle bullying? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Now, you guys put together a project where you created a song about bullying. So it's an anti-bullying song or awareness song. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the song was created by, there's three different third grade classes at People for People Charter School. The students created the lyrics for the song, and Sanaya here sung the chorus in the song. And the message is basically, here's what bullies do, and this is how you make us feel when you do these things.
Okay.
So it's called Stop, and Stop Bullying is the chorus.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. So what brought this on? What made you decide to create the song?
Well, the administrative team at my school created an entrepreneurship project for all of the classes at the school.
Okay.
And I decided that it would probably be best to create a song. I thought it would be fun for the students and that they could learn from it. So I met with Mert, who is with Hidden Beats Productions, and he suggested that we, he gave us a beat for the song and also suggested that we create a video for it. So it's been, we started this project in early to mid-September, and we were able to finish up by mid-October.
Nice. Yeah. And so the all the students are involved in the song?
Every student in the third grade group is involved in a song in some way or in the video.
Oh, that's so awesome. So what are you planning to do with the song? What are the goals?
Initially, I was just thinking we'll make a song and it'll be just in our school. We'll play it at assemblies and things like that. But it's grown so much bigger than that. So it's going to be on the pacer.org website, which is the National Bullying Prevention Site funded by the government.
Fantastic.
A couple of other people have reached out. It's going to be played at some sporting events during halftime. So I think it's going to reach a lot of students and be able to help a lot of people out there.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So my young people in the room, how did it feel to be a part of a record?
It felt really, really, really happy, like, and exciting, because bullies out there that's bullying, you need to listen, because you bullying kids and they're getting sad and some kids are getting hurt.
So true. Oh, I love you, girl. So true. And Tyler, how about you? How did it feel to actually be on a record?
Good.
Okay. Do you remember your rhyme? Do you remember what you said?
Yes.
Okay, can you say it for us? Do you mind?
I don't like when you bump into me. Why you acting like you can't see?
Okay, I like it. I like it. Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right, check it out. We want to hear from you. We want to have continue this discussion on bullying, because unfortunately it does take a really nasty and deadly turn more often than not. Like you mentioned earlier, it's not just about fisticuffs anymore. Like you said, in the 60s, you know, you fought it out, meet me on the schoolyard, 3 o'clock, put your fist up, black both eyes type situation. Now it's not that. It's guns and knives and suicide. And it's unfortunate, because the students who are bullied continuously and they're feeling worse and worse and worse about themselves, maybe feel like they can't say anything because to say something makes them weaker in some instances. And so they hold all of that in and then eventually plan their own demise. So we want to talk about ways to stay away from that, things that we do in our community to encourage youth to talk about it. So we're going to continue that discussion, but we want to hear from you. So get on the phones. We are having a bullying conversation today. Have you personally ever been bullied, and how did you handle it? Part two of the question is, do you have children, and how do you instruct them to deal with it if it happens to them? Give us a call, 215-263-1039. Sit right there. We'll be right back with more conversation after this.
You're listening to Praise in the City with Tiffany Bacon on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station.